Now, the subtitle of the book, Options and Actions for a Post-Carbon World, leads me to believe that you believe that we have a chance here and also a choice. Is that correct?
Yes, very much so. But I think it's going to require some really powerful coordinated effort. I'm thinking here of a World War II level and scale of effort. We're going to have to invest in energy alternatives to a much greater degree than we're doing today. Probably hundreds of billions of dollars per year is going to need to be invested in alternative energy infrastructure. That's an order of magnitude.
Absolutely.
More than we're doing now. And also, we're going to have to conserve, because we're not going to be able to solve this just from a supply side strategy. We're also going to have to make all of our industrial processes as efficient as possible and reduce our need for transportation, agricultural chemicals, and so on.
Now, what's out there to tap into? You know, we've heard so many things about hydrogen, but reading the book Power Down, you're not that bullish on hydrogen.
Yes, that's right. I think hydrogen will have important niche applications, but we have to remember that hydrogen is not a source of energy. It's just a way of storing energy. You have to make the hydrogen either from fossil fuels, and right now we're doing that because it's the cheapest way of making hydrogen, or you make it from water, but you have to use energy to split the water into hydrogen and oxygen. And it takes more energy to do that than you'll eventually get from the hydrogen. So hydrogen is just an energy storage strategy. As such, it has some pluses and some minuses. The minuses include the fact that it's really hard to store, and the fact that there are inefficiencies at every stage of the process, from hydrogen production to hydrogen storage and transportation and usage.
So you don't see the day that we'll be filling up our tanks entirely with hydrogen?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, actually, I was at a hydrogen fuel cell research laboratory a few weeks ago and spoke with the director there, and he confided with me that currently, and for the foreseeable future, actually batteries, ordinary batteries, are a more efficient way of storing energy than hydrogen is. So he's actually in favor of electric cars, and he sees hydrogen as useful in, again, in niche applications for vehicles, emergency vehicles, and so on.
If for some reason we were wrong in terms of oil reserves, and let's say the planet, because there are some theories out there, especially with oil underneath the ocean floor. Mm-hmm. Some people believe we've got enough oil to last hundreds of thousands of years, as a matter of fact, some theories.
Yeah.
If that's the case, Richard, would you be changing your views on trying to get to an alternative fuel source?
Absolutely not, because in fact, if we had that much oil, I think it would be terrible for people and the planet in the long run anyway, unless we learn how to power down our lifestyles. Because what are we doing with oil? We're using it to increase the rate of extraction of all other resources. We're ruining topsoil. We're drawing down fresh water at an unsustainable rate. We're cutting forests and so on. And also, we're polluting the atmosphere with the result of burning fossil fuels, with carbon dioxide and all kinds of other pollutants, and upsetting the global climatic regime. So we need to wean ourselves from fossil fuels one way or the other, even if there is lots more than we have found.
Sooner and sooner than later.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's get back to some other possibilities then for some of these alternatives. What are the possibilities? I was just talking about that during my first hour, of huge solar-paneled satellites, no clouds in space, reflecting tremendous energy from the sun, beaming them down to massive cells of energy, capacitors, from the sun, maybe by some kind of laser light or something,
yeah.
And we had maybe like every state had a couple of them all over the place. Of course, the problem is we'd look like New Year's Eve every night. I would guess, wouldn't we?
I wouldn't want to be caught in one of those beams.
Well, that's true. What about planes? What would happen if a plane flew through one or something?
Yeah.
But, I mean, is that possible?
Well, it may be possible in theory. The amount of investment that would be required would be literally astronomical. I mean, we're talking probably trillions of dollars in any case. If we were to try to replace fossil fuels with some alternative energy source, it would, whether it was nuclear or solar or wind or anything else, we would be talking in the range of several trillion dollars. So we have to think, what's the most cost-effective way of investing that $3 to $6 trillion? And I think solar satellites may not be it. Certainly more study would be required, but I tend to think that our money would be better invested, first of all, in looking at what are sometimes called megawatts. In other words, finding ways simply to use less energy to supply the basic human mm-hmm. needs.
Harry Braun has a theory that we should use windmills to get hydrogen. Interesting
right.
thought.
Yeah. Well, wind, of course, is intermittent. So, sometimes the wind is blowing when we don't need the power, and then sometimes when we need the power, the wind isn't blowing. So I guess the idea is to use hydrogen to level out that situation. The problem is that, we have very little wind capacity in the U.S., for example, now anyway. We're getting a tiny, tiny fraction of 1% of our total energy from wind right now. And to make hydrogen with that wind power then just adds levels of inefficiency to the equation. We'd be much better off taking that wind power and just feeding it right into the grid and using it right away than we would be by turning it into hydrogen and then storing the hydrogen and then turning the hydrogen back into electricity.
Then how about coming up with something even more creative, something that Nikola Tesla tried to do, and that was to create basically free energy out of the atmosphere, tapping into this universal source.
Yeah. Now, I did a fair amount of research on Tesla a number of years ago. I actually went to the U.S. Patent Office and got out all of the patents that he had filed and poured through them. And clearly, he had invented a means for broadcasting electrical power, but I didn't see anything in his patents that clearly showed that he had discovered a means of getting free energy. Now, there are lots of rumors to that effect and so on, but I haven't seen any clear evidence.
I'm not sure he patented it. He was apparently testing something.
Yeah.
And
these are the
Westinghouse stories that, shut it down.
Yeah, these are the stories that we hear, but again, it would be good to have something a little bit more concrete to go on.